ஓம் நமோ நாராயணாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. சல்யூட்டேஷன்ஸ் அண்ட் ப்ராஸ்டேஷன்ஸ் அண்ட் சுப்ரீம் ஈஸ்வர அண்ட் ஆல் த குரு மகாராஜஸ் அண்ட் செயின்ஸ் அண்ட் சேஜஸ் அது பாஸ்ட் ப்ரெசன்ட் அண்ட் தோஸ் ஹூ ஆர் யெட் டு கம். இஸ் ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஹஸ் காட் ஸ்பெஷல் சிக்னிஃபிகன்ஸ் பிகாஸ் த பகவத்கீதா ஹஸ் பீன் ஸ்போக்கன் பை த லார்ட் ஆஸ் த சன் ஆஃப் Vasudeva. So this particular word is very delightful to pronounce in the context of Bhagavad Gita. This Nama of the Lord, the great Lord's name, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, has a lot of significance. You know, it is addressing and giving, you know, salutations under the Supreme Being in his very defined capacity. Son of Vasudeva, Vasudevaya, the gentle being who spoke the Bhagavad Gita. You know. And then this again is a mantram given to Dhruva by Narad Muni, you know. When Dhruva wanted, you know, to go and visualize the Lord, you know, he was, you know, running frantic, you know, a small child, pretty determined, you know, to see the Lord and, you know, have recourse to him and talk to him and all and get all his problems solved. For that the boy goes, you know. He doesn't go to get problems solved either and thither. He is so innocent and so determined and, you know, so very nice that he says, I'll go and counsel everything with my Lord. He'll give me counsel and all, everything. I will see him and all. See the determination of the boy. See, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, you know, a doubting self has got no peace here and hereafter. See, what a contrast and what a, I mean, mountain of faith the small child should be having, you know, to go and, you know, search the Lord, to have everything cleanly spoken to him, you know. He never sees, is God there or not there? Can I see him or what? He said, I'll go and see him, Lord, and have all my doubts, everything clarified. I'll take straight away from him all my requirements. That is the belief that people had in that, you know, particular yuga, you know. You see? And now the Kali Yuga, you know. But every man doubts everything in this world, you know. So, scriptures like the dialogue of the Lord are definitely essential for everybody to carry on as a human being with some peace, you know. See? At present, in the present age, when things have all gone so much degenerated, when man doesn't know what is to do, to be done and what is not to be done, when he's almost a bundle of emotions and all that, you know, depending upon cheap entertainment and what not, never thinking about his own Atma or his, you know, spana life and all, even at advanced ages, you know, go and sit and have some cheap entertainment and all. It is very essential that something of this sort should be given to the lucky souls, you know, who can, if reminded to do something for themselves. So, in the present day, you know, where modernism has so much crept in, you know, where, you know, the temples are all, you know, rather not frequented the way they used to be, you know. You know, in the old age, people used to think, you know, in the past times, you know, in ancient times, their great thing is the Bhagavan, the proper way to think and act, the Bhagavan. See, I am getting old. So in the present age, you know, where man does not know where he is, does not know who he is, and does not know how to spend, and has no real aim about his own true self, you know, it is only correct that the Lord, by his great mercy, makes this type of dialogues available to, you know, the human beings who can somewhat come to some senses and better themselves. They are all joining together. Right from the 5th year up to the 55th year, you know. If we keep on the same mentality, you know, ice cream, chapati, and radio, this entertainment, that entertainment, this sensual enjoyment, that sensual enjoyment, where are we heading to? Our body, you know, gets older. It is, you know, becoming weaker and all. And day by day, year by year, our residential, you know, period is lessened. And be like small children, go and sit before some cheap entertainment, look at something in black and white and shout and laugh and all means. Is it not pure waste of, you know, our life? See, take, you know, example from the ancients, the people who lived in the past, you know. After that, even during the service and all, they are rounding the Lord and all. And when they retire and all, you know, their main job is how to go and get an access unto him, you know. See how the times were and see how the times are now. So, some good mercy of the Lord is making scriptures like this available to us, so that we don't completely mimic and become Westerners. And despite our being born in such a nice country, full of, you know, godliness and you know, saintdom and all that, you know. So now, after, you know,